Hi, I'm Amy and I'm here with Karen. We're part of the youth media team. We're here at Mega Dojo 2016. We're interviewing Max Ammon. Tell us a bit about yourself and what you do.
A little bit about myself, Amy. I'm retired from second level teaching, so you missed out on having me. I hang out with my family. I'm a grandmother of two small children that I love playing with. I'm a member of a teacher group that just happens to like using technology to help students learn and to help teachers teach and learn. And at the moment, I'm a volunteer ambassador for Code Week to Ireland.
Why are you here today?
I'm here today, well, there's several reasons. I'm here today because Eugene and Barry, who organise Mega Dojo, invited me. I'm here because it's really, really important to take part in Code Week EU as far and as wide as I can. And because this is a really, really good thing to happen, because to invite 1,000 children and parents in and help them, introduce them to code, I just think it's a very exciting thing to happen.
Can you tell us a little bit about Code Week?
Well, Code Week it's 4 years old now. It was set up in the European Union by one of the, she's retired now, one of the ministers in the EU called Neelie Kroes. And she had this idea. She called together a group of what she called young ambassadors. Together, she said, what will we do to get the digital literacy, digital agenda, digital awareness going better in Europe? And one of their ideas was to highlight that digital awareness in Europe for 1 week in the year. They picked an October week, and for 4 years, even though you can't just code in 1 week in the year, they had a sort of an idea of a playful highlighting of Code Week once a year, and that this is the week this year. Now Neelie herself has retired, but the idea is continuing on. So we meet as a group twice a year in Brussels to come up with ideas how to, you know, keep the digital agenda going and get everybody, you know, equality for everybody and having a chance to learn how to code.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
very well.